On the hill of Ledrich, the black-faced rams were siring in East Year's lammies. On the firmland of Neath, the rigs had been drawn, the fearings raised. The plough had been out a week in the park sustain hillock, the fight gulls screeching at its dope. Whiles the plough would strike a steen, and the plough blade would shear away for the rig, and the air would be blue with swearing. Up and down the lang rigs, the yoked horse rugged the plough, bend the clarty glare, till it grew hour dark for the ploughman to see. Syne the team were led back to the stable for the nicht, to be tied to their stars, unharnessed, bedded and watered and fed, and the harness heisted up o' the spars of the stable. When the great beast stood chawing their meat, the rick rising off their sweating flanks, Jock Dow sang as he came the toozles and tagles for their silky manes, a swatch had drummed Elgi, throwing back his rough heed and taking a recht moof out of the words. He'd a powerful voice, Jock, but nae a sweeting. The frost had been severe, I heard the plough, she wadna go, and sake a minst were kirt and days among the frost and snaw. Out at the firm house, the fire in the firm kitchen brunt to a blue flame, a sure sign of frost. The stars were that sharp in the sky, they looked like cut glass. The firm kitlin was purring afore the fire, twa threads in a thrum, rochlin doon at the foon o' its furry thrapple. The lough was bigged hech wi' peats cut fist in hillock's share of the moss o' Ledrich. The lamp was lit and the kitchy was criss-crossed wi' shadows, louping like imps. The only thing steering in the kitchy, apart fae the kitlin, were Minnie, her cousin Isie, and Meg Ramsay the maid. For the last month up till Mertimus, the Minguses had been marking ready to rope out at Tully North. They had sailed their grand to a chiel at Dunracht and bocht the glamis o' tail in the heart of the town echt mile awa. They had nae son to take over the firm, faith the Minguses had nae their bairn to Connacht but Isie. She had wide near a living pon at birth and near killed her mither coming into the world, a queer thing though, for she was dainty new and sma-booked. Isie was to be sent to a fee by and squeal for young ladies in the town, to polish her up like a bit of jewellery, say she might make a good match and marry into siller. She'd a hech opinion of herself, did Isie, but still had a soft spot for Minnie. Jewellery aye looks best when it's preened to a plain kind of clute. The rope had lasted 2 days, a great steer in the parish, gigs and kerts and shelts, motor cars and bicycles choking up the roads and parks around as folks steered in for Ledrich, Dunracht and Colrogi after a bargain. Isie had been packed off out of Herm's way to Bidestone Hillock, where cousins Minnie and Matty, till a' the stushy was by. Nae that Matty looked out, he snoot at her ladyship, being 2 years older than her, he thought himself fair the man knew. Harlan out and in to the college ilky day, he was east to seeing toon quines decked up to the nines, with their hair tied up in ribbons and their falderals. The Bruces had bocht a he's a truck at the rope, nae least an alpiani tied on to the milk kirt and pooed hame by Princey and Tibby. Isie was to get a new piany in the toon to dirl and thump, though all Mothit and piany for Tullys would dee fine for Minnie to plaver and plunk on. This e-nicht, Meg Ramsay was in charge of the 2 quines in the house, for Matty and his da and ma were over at Tully North. There they'd a' bide till daybreak, making ready for the flitting of the Mingus family into the town. Past 30, Meg was still a bonny woman, but time was running out in the marriage stakes. She might be in the shelf, Minnie had heard Jock Dow say, but at least she's been dusted, whatever the one meant, though he looked when he said it as if himself had hidden the dust in o'er. To keep the 2 quines quiet, the maid had teen out the breast for them to polish, and ranged it over the table, tings and poker, coal scuttle and a handle of their gee-jars for mantle and press. Minnie was timbering up a wee breast bell with a clute, and Isie was striking the kettle in a minute and pooing its fuskers in east. Meg Ramsay sighed. Looking after their folks' bairns was a thankless dart, especially Isie. "Leave the kitlin be, Isie," quo' she. "I'll gie ye in a Maister Matty's bukes to read wi' bonnie pictures in't." But Isie didn't want to look at Matty's book wi' bonnie pictures in't. It was far mair fun tormentin' the kitlin till it screeched and tried to cluck at her wi' her clucks. Meg cast the antron look at the clock on the mantel, and it chinged out the hour. As he was by our minding, as hick as a kite at a thought of flutter on the next day. After the kettling did draw a bleed, and Meg's fingers were itching to scalp Izzy's dope, she tint our patience with a pair of them and pocket them off to their beds. "A while ye gang the period till I finish my work down here. Izzy, your folk will be over at first left with a gig to take you into the town to your new house. But when I ken you for neist we see you, ye, you'll be ower genteel to take us on."